Briar's parents started upright, taking poor Briar with them. It was still dark. All of them took a reflexive breath. There was smoke everywhere. His parents were both touching him, but he couldn't see them at all. Everything was a gray blur, even worse than darkness.
Down!
Dawn pulled Briar with her as she slid off the bed.
Smoke rises. The air will be better by the floorboards.
His father rolled out of the bed on the far side, crawling over to them.
Take Briar out the window. I'll get the others and follow.
Into the night?
We cannot stay here, beloved. The ward posts in the herb garden are strong. It's only 20 yards from the house. You can make it, if you are quick.
Dawn grabbed Briar's hand, squeezing hard.
Wet the towel by the wash basin. Put it over your mouth to hold out the smoke.
Rilyn nodded and put a hand on her shoulder.
Be careful. The smoke will draw many alligai. Go!
Dawn began crawling for the window, dragging Briar after her.
Take 3 deep breaths, Briar, and then hold the last. Keep it held until we're out the window. As soon as we hit the ground, run for the garden. You understand?
Yes.
On the third breath, they stood, and Dawn threw open the shutters. She lifted Briar in her arms, swung her legs over the sill, and dropped to the ground. As Rilyn had warned, there were demons in the yard, flitting about through the drifting smoke. Together, they ran for the garden before the Corlings caught sight of them. Dawn stopped up short once they crossed the garden wards.
You stay here. I need to help your father with the others.
No! Don't leave me!
Dawn gripped Briar's shirt tightly with one hand and slapped his face with the other.
No!
His head seemed to flash with light, and he stumbled back.
I got time to baby you right now, Briar. You mind me? You go to the hog root patch and hide in the leaves. Corey's hate hog root. I'll be back soon.
His mother ran for the house. A wood demon caught sight of her and ran to intercept. But Dawn kept her head, doing the same dance Rilyn had done that very morning. In a moment, she had the Corling stumbling left as she ran to the right, disappearing back through the window. Feeling numb, like he was in a dream, Briar stumbled over to the hog root patch. He rolled in the thick weeds, bruising them and getting sticky hog root sap all over himself. One of his pant legs was soaked through. He had pissed himself after all. The twins would never stop teasing him once they saw. He cowered there, shaking. Time passed, but no one came to the garden. Moments later, the night began to brighten, the gray smoke giving off an evil, pulsing glow. Briar looked up and saw the ghostly orange light came from the windows of the house. The demon saw it as well and clawed the dirt impatiently, waiting for the wards to fail. A wood demon struck at the house and was thrown back by the magic. A flame demon tried to leap onto the porch, and it too was repelled. But even Briar could see that the magic was weakening, its light dimming. A wood demon tried the porch and powered through. Magic danced over the demon's skin. Despite the pain, it made it to the front door and kicked it in. A gout of fire like a giant flame demon spit coughed out of the doorway, immolating the demon. It fell back, smoldering. A pack of flame demons made it through the gap and disappeared into the house. Hardy stumbled out the side door. His face was dark with soot and splattered with gore, and one arm hung limply, the sleeve wet with blood. He looked about frantically. Briar stood up, jumping up and down, waving his arms.
Hardy
saw him and ran for the garden wards, his usual long stride marred by a worsening limp. A pair of flame demons followed him out of the house, but Hardy had a wide lead as he raced for the hog root patch. Suddenly, a wind demon swooped down, digging its claws feet deep into his back. Its winged talons flashed, and Hardy's head fell to the ground. Before the body even began to fall, the wind demon snapped its wings and took to the air again, taking the rest of Hardy with it.
Hardy!
The demon vanished into the smoky darkness. The flame demons were enraged by the departing wind demon for stealing their prey, but then leapt onto Hardy's head in a frenzy. Briar fell back into the hog root patch. He thrashed about, trying to wake himself up from the nightmare, but on it went. It grew hotter and hotter where Briar lay, and the smoke soon became unbearable. Burning ash drifted through the air like snowflakes, setting fires in the garden and yard. One struck Briar on the cheek. He slapped himself repeatedly in the face to knock the ash away. Then he looked around frantically.
Father! Father! Anybody!
He wiped at the tears streaking the ash on his face.
Father!